Hello and welcome to the Zed News Podcast, your daily dose of insightful analysis, sharp wit, and a little bit of that Zambian spirit. I'm Ayanda, and today is Tuesday, June 3, 2025, episode 493. So, grab your cuppa and let's dive into what's shaping our nation today. First up, let's talk elections. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has decided to postpone the Mfue parliamentary by-election to August 7th. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, really? Another delay? But from the ECZ's perspective, it's about stakeholder engagement and ensuring a process that's inclusive and legitimate. While the postponement only affects Mfue, the other ward by-elections scheduled for July 10th are still on. This reminds me that managing elections in Zambia is a bit like trying to herd cats, chaotic but with moments of clarity. It's a delicate dance between timelines, stakeholder interests, and ensuring the voice of the people is genuinely heard. Speaking of governance, there's a lot happening around Zambia's constitutional reform. The government recently introduced Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, which aims to increase MPs and give the president more nominations. Sounds familiar? It's like giving the big boss a few more tools to manage the team. But critics warn this might tip the balance of power too far towards the executive, risking a drift away from democratic principles. The rush to pass these amendments, without broad public consultation, only fuels concerns that the process may be more about consolidating power than serving the people. It's a classic case of be careful what you wish for, because when the rules of the game are altered hastily, the very fabric of democracy can start to fray. Now, interestingly, these debates around governance also connect to the role of women in leadership. The call for female leaders who genuinely believe in fellow women echoes across many of today's stories. It's a reminder that for any meaningful change, representation and inclusivity are not optional, they're essential. The recent rejection of Bill 7 by Ngok due to inadequate inclusion of women, youth, and PWDs underscores this. There's a clear push for a more equitable and transparent reform process. Because at the end of the day, governance isn't just about laws on paper, it's about who feels seen and heard within those laws. On a related note, the political scene continues to be lively, sometimes to the point of spectacle. Former Secretary to the Cabinet Leslie Ambula has criticized the opposition for failing to recognize the progress under President Hichilema. It's a bit like a coach telling his players, they're not giving their best despite winning games. The opposition's role in a healthy democracy is to challenge and scrutinize, not just to complain. When opposition figures are distracted by personal jabs and disunity, the country's democratic discourse suffers. It's akin to having a football match where the players spend more time arguing than playing. You might win the game, but you lose the fans' confidence. On the economic front, there's some positive news. The Energy Regulation Board reports that increased competition has helped lower fuel prices. Diesel, petrol, and kerosene are down to about K25 to K32 per liter. While international markets and exchange rates still influence prices, the move towards open access and competition appears to be a step in the right direction. It's a reminder that sometimes, when you promote fair play and open markets, everyone benefits, except maybe the petrol station owners, who like the old monopoly. But hey, progress has a way of making even the most resistant adapt. Meanwhile, the Zambia Air Force is being urged to shift gears from small-scale business ventures, like breadmaking, to more sophisticated industries, like drone tech and irrigation systems. Seboy Mbola's call reflects a broader need to level up Zambia's industrial game. Our military's business ventures shouldn't just be about survival, but about fueling economic growth and innovation. It's a lesson in focusing resources where they can create the most impact. Because if you're going to fly, why not aim for the skies? On the human rights front, the Human Rights Commission is urging citizens to keep exercising their free speech despite new cyber laws. The recent amendments aim to combat cybercrime, but there's always that tricky balance, security versus freedom. Think of it like a fence around a garden, A little guardrail can keep out the bad guys, but if it's too high, it blocks the beautiful view. The challenge is ensuring laws protect us without turning into tools of suppression. Because at the end of the day, free speech isn't just a right, it's the lifeblood of democracy. Lastly, in the world of sports, our football team continues to be the pride of Zambia. The players are showing resilience, and fans are hopeful for upcoming tournaments. Sports might be the last refuge of unity in these divided times, reminding us that, whether in politics, economy, or sports, teamwork and perseverance are what truly matter. Before I wrap up, I want to leave you with a question. In a country where discussions about constitutional amendments, political rivalry, and economic reform are ongoing, how do we ensure that progress truly belongs to everyone, not just a select few? Thanks for tuning into the Zed News Podcast. I'm Ayanda, reminding you that the story of Zambia is still being written, and each of us has a part to play. Stay thoughtful, stay engaged, and I'll catch you tomorrow.